In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. At Matins and all over the liturgy, we hear, out of the mouths of babes and infants, God has fashioned perfect praise. And then the next line in the psalm. To foil your enemy. It's a simple song that the Hebrew children, we sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. And we're told that it's a victory song. How many times in our life do we feel outmatched? Do we feel that we can't push through because the stakes are too large? The enemy seems insurmountable. But the only thing that the psalmist equips the children with is a simple thing. It's a song. And it's a song we shouldn't take too lightly. Because it's a song that we once heard in the prophecy of Isaiah, in the year when the king Uzziah dies. He was taken up and he sees the throne of God high and lifted up. And there, at the foot of the throne, his glory fills the temple. And then he zooms in to the top of the throne and sees that the cherubim and seraphim are whizzing around, and they can't even see how powerful this God is. And they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, all the earth is full of his glory. Hosanna in the highest." When we sing the hymn that these kids get to sing, it's the same hymn that the angels get to sing. And when the angels sing, he makes his angel spirits and his ministers at his altar all afire. Powerful song indeed, if it can light you up from the inside out. And so with the truth of God, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit that gathers us together, as we heard at Vespers four times over, another time at Matins, the grace of the Holy Spirit has gathered us together, and crying out and lifting up our branches, we all sing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." It's that song that will light us aflame. It's that song that with a rock in our hands, we can take down the mighty Goliaths in our lives. It's that song that will nurse us in our lament as we walk around in exile, as we await to come home to Jerusalem. For all of you folks who have the privilege of being a Byzantine Catholic from your youth, I wish I were you, Lisa and Donna. I wish I were you, Mike. Because you get this powerful song placed not in your hands, but your heart. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit that's poured out in us at baptism gives us a groaning too deep for worlds that allows us to cry out God's intimate name, Abba, Daddy, Father. I had to wait 14 years to get that privilege. And I've been spending the rest of my life living up to that. It's not nothing that we get in the gift of singing Hosanna. Day in and day out, can transform us from the inside out, transform our walk. We're going to do this walk three times over, carrying the symbols of victory as we do this Sunday. In but a few short days, we'll be singing a funeral dirge. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Treading that path with that song, we carry the very body of Jesus. Flimsy, dead, like a branch cut off from the tree. But his body is so precious. Bruised but never broken, struck down, only to rise up more powerful than we could ever imagine. And we'll walk again, singing the hymn of victory, the hymn of hymns, that Christ has risen from the dead. And it's not folly to walk around with these branches in public. And it's not anything short of forgiveness that we get when we walk around on Good Friday, if we stick it out and await his resurrection so that we can see him with purity of heart. And let that image sear into your mind so that you never forget it. This is why, out of the mouths of babes and infants, God has fashioned perfect praise, not to do anything short of equipping us with the very gift of the fire of the Holy Spirit to vanquish the only enemy that is death. So wave these loud and proud, in private and in public, each and every day this Holy Week. Pray these prayers and let it transform you to become all fire. And no matter what Goliath you have to stand up to, know that you got something in your pocket that can take care of the business. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.